think of is radio.
Don't you have a radio?
The radio's all yours now.
Radio! Do you have one?
The bad news is we don't have a working radio.
Stop talking and move!
Why is this real? We have a radio!
That's right, we are on the radio. 610, you got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning, welcome to it. Welcome to your Thursday, Throwback Thursday, Patty.
I like it.
Jumping back into the archives, make sure if you want to make a request, you can do it right there on the KORD mobile app. Got to get your day started, giving you another chance at $1,000 10 times a day with Moolah the Cash Cow, Patty.
That's a lot of money, Rick.
What would you do if you had $1,000?
I'd spend it right away.
I'd spend it like a drunken sailor.
Right.
I would. Give you a chance to get the first code coming down this morning at 820. In the meantime, going to keep you company this morning. We're going to be having some Facebook fun, other people's problems on the way, Nashville news. Let's get your day started. Grab that cup of coffee. Grab the Red Bull. Let's get going. You got Rick and Patty, 102.7 KORD.
The KORD Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 102.7 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
Or new country, it's 102.7 KORD at 622. Got Rick, you got Patty. Right now, 52 degrees and cloudy skies for you. Thanks for keeping the KORD plugged in anywhere and everywhere. You can download the KORD mobile app. Doesn't cost you anything.
No.
We'll give you a chance at $1,000 a little bit later on today with Moolah the Cash Cow. All right, Facebook fun to get the day started. Here you go. You're going to have fun with this because Patty and I have been on these diets, and so this is going to be a great question for you.
Okay.
If you could choose one food to be calorie-free for the rest of your life, what food would you choose?
Tacos.
Interesting.
What about you?
Drives my wife nuts, but the good old American cheeseburger. It doesn't matter what fancy restaurant we go to. It doesn't matter where we go
Rick's
to.
Rick's there with a cheese. Rick, give me a cheeseburger, please.
99% of the time, don't matter if it's foo-foo or not, okay. I will be ordering whatever looks like a cheeseburger, basically.
You know what? I had a cheeseburger the other day at Buffalo Wild Wings.
It's the best.
It was fantastic.
Well, for me, growing up at the Bogans Oasis my foster mom was an amazing, number one, she was an amazing cook.
Okay.
But her hamburger was like, cheeseburger, that was the best thing ever. As an 8-year-old kid,
yeah,
that cheeseburger was the best. And so whenever I have a cheeseburger, it just brings you back to
memories.
So yeah. Cheeseburgers for you. Tacos, I was thinking tacos is a good second. You know, I'm surprised you didn't pick a dessert of some sort.
I'm not really a sweets person.
Oh, I am. Oh,
are you?
Oh, I got a bad sweet tooth. Oh,
oh
yeah.
No.
Another thing.
I mean, that's not a bad thing.
Oh, yeah.
I know you like peanut butter.
Oh, I love peanut butter. Love peanut butter. Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yeah.
Love that. It's funny that there are things that I do that just totally irritate my wife. Number one, getting a cheeseburger no matter where I go irritates her. And then after dinner, I always have to have something sweet. She's like, oh, you're like my grandmother.
My dad was like that.
You got to have a sweet something after dinner. Why can't you just eat dinner and not have something sweet?
Oh.
I'm like, well, when I wrap up my dinner, I want, you know, something. I want something sweet to tie it off.
I think most people do that.
Well,
I watch a lady on TikTok. She wraps up every meal with a cookie.
Yeah.
Or two.
Well, okay. All right. There you go.
Well, if I did that, I'd be 600 pounds. You know?
That's why we have our Facebook fun. If you could choose one food to be calorie-free for the rest of life. All right. We're going to put cookies down, too. What food would you choose? Add to our list. We've already got a comment already. Let's see. Tacos. Devlin says tacos. See? There you go. See? Great minds think alike.
I go anything like tacos, pizza.
Oh, yeah. Any of that. Any stuff that's going to, hit you hard.
You know what? I haven't been to the Olive Garden in ages.
Okay. Oh, so, but pasta.
Yeah.
That packs on the calories.
Yeah, it does.
All right. One food to be calorie-free. What's it going to be? Let us know. That's the Facebook fun.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
Morning, 6:38, 51 degrees. What's going on in Nashville?
So let's begin with the Zac Brown Band. They're extending their Sphere Las Vegas residency with two additional performance dates. On Wednesday, the band announced that they're adding shows on January 16th and 17th after their December shows sold out. Zac Brown Band, Love and Fear at Sphere in Vegas begins on Friday, December 5th. Tickets to the two new shows will be available beginning October 9th. Luke Combs is releasing three new songs as he continues to work on his next studio album. In a post on Instagram, Luke did confirm that he is still working on a new album that's coming out early next year. However, he did say he can't wait to share some new music with fans. So He's sharing three tracks. Days Like These, 15 Minutes, and My Kind of Saturday Night, all part of a collection titled The Prequel, which is out today. Luke also confirmed in his post that his 2026 tour is going to be titled My Kind of Saturday Night. Okay, you know we got to get to it. Nicole Kidman is seeking to be the primary custody, for primary custody, that is, of her two teen daughters that she shares with Keith Urban amid their divorce. Nicole cited irreconcilable differences when she filed for divorce from Keith. And according to court documents, she is asking to spend 306 days of the year with their teen daughters, while Keith would get 59 days with them. And Radar Online is saying that she's having a very tough financial, or she does have a tough financial clause in her prenup with Keith. According to sources, they say Nicole is very consumed with anger over the agreement that could see Keith getting $600,000 for every year that they were together. She faces the prospect of having to pay millions due to the prenup terms.
Yeah, something says something about him being sober. So if that it's kind of a crazy prenup where they said that if he was sober the entire marriage, he gets paid out. So, yeah, it's very interesting.
I don't know.
I don't know.
It'll be interesting.
Do you buy that stuff?
Do you
buy that craziness? I don't know.
Do you buy that Blake Shelton knew that Keith was cheating with a younger woman? There's all these rumors.
I know all these rumors floating around about it. So I don't know what to believe or what not to believe.
It's amazing. I don't know. I didn't see this coming for those two.
No, and again, we're pretty disappointed. I mean, like, it's one of those things you thought
it would be forever. Well, you look at couples. And
you look at Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, and you're like, man,
the standard, right? Like,
they're the standard.
You hope, and
you thought Keith and Nicole were going to be like, and looks like it's not going to happen that way.
We'll keep you posted. Those are your trending headlines.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 102.7 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
For new country, it's 102.7 KORD. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in this morning. 651, 50 degrees, cloudy skies. Yeah, definitely going to be cooler today. 66 with a chance of rain showers throughout the day. It feels like a fall day. Feels like a fall day, guys.
I don't mind it.
All right, so if you've got the KORD mobile app, of course, we'll give you a chance to win that $1,000 of Moodle of the Cash Cow coming up this morning at 8:20. Meanwhile, if you, I like this, you posted about
What's
it
up?
Yesterday, Candy Land Run. We all
Isn't that cool?
We all remember the game Candy Land, right? This is what it's based on. So the candy.
Yeah, they have candy stations. So the longer you participate, the more candy you're going to get.
I love
it. Isn't that awesome?
Sign me up.
And it's for a great cause as well, so.
I like it. I'm looking at it right now, and it looks like everybody's having fun. Local survivors joining the Candyland Run. Details about that posted for you right now. And I reminisced yesterday on my post about school bike rodeos. So back in the day when I was in school, you brought your bike down on a Saturday, and they put up cones. Remember the old
We get stickers and such.
Yes, and they would teach you bike safety and all these different
things.
Right. Going back to the, like you said, the Brady Bunch, where they were doing the bike rodeo with Marcia and Greg, and who's a better driver with the egg on the little cone and all that.
Yeah.
So when I was a kid, we had a bike rodeo at school, and I remember it. So does it still exist in Washington? Believe it or not, Patty, guess what?
I don't know.
It does.
Good.
They still do bike rodeos.
Good.
Just not the way that we did it when we were kids, where we'd take our bike down on a Saturday and be at the school and all that. They have a big program that does it. Not every school does it, but a lot of schools do it. So
I like that.
Yeah. So,
well, I mean, bike safety. I mean, remember back in the day, we didn't have helmets.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, absolutely not. So I just for the fun of it, bike rodeos. And of course, I posted a picture of myself with my bike, my big
banana. Your big banana seat.
Look at that.
That's awesome.
You don't get no more 70s than that, right? Look at that. And man, I was a cool looking kid there with my bike and everything. So anyway, check out the article. Do bike rodeos exist? How do they work? You might, teachers listening, if you want to do a bike rodeo, there's an organization in the state that does it.
Hey, I have a question. Did you ever use a clothespin in a card?
I didn't do that. I know a lot of people do that. I never did anything like that.
It was cool.
Yeah,
to have that sound.
To make the sound as you're coming down the street. So bike rodeos and Candyland Run, all those details and more posted for you right now on the station mobile app.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
And Liar, number one for New Country, 1027 KORD at 710. You got Rick, you got Patty. Of course, a chance at $1,000 coming up this morning, 820. 10 times a day, we give you a chance with Moodle the Cash Cow. And then next Thursday, it'll be a $10,000 Thursday for you. So
that's what everybody's banking on.
That's what they're banking
right on.
You think about what you could do with $10,000. And today, giving you a chance at $1,000. So more chances to win on the way coming up a little bit after 8 o'clock. And yes, 10 times a day, we give you a shot at that $1,000. Thanks to Moodle the Cash Cow, and it's your chance to win $1,000. All right, other people's problems this morning brought to you by our friends at Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business. Marissa's got a situation. What's going on with Marissa here?
Rick and Petty, my soon-to-be 17-year-old son recently has been asking to try non-alcoholic beer. He's been really persistent about it, in fact, for weeks. So my husband thinks it's really not a big deal, says there's nothing wrong with him drinking it at home. But I completely disagree. I feel like it sends the wrong message. Could be a gateway to the real thing. So this has obviously turned into an ongoing dispute between my husband and me, and it's coming to a head. Am I overreacting, or is my husband being too casual about this? Marissa in Moses Lake.
Well, when was the first time you ever took a sip of real beer? Do you recall, Patty?
Yeah, I was a child with my dad. My dad drank Leinenkugels.
Yeah.
I loved having beer. I don't like beer today, though.
Yeah, I'm not a beer guy. I don't drink at all, but I definitely am not a beer guy. I think, what was I, 12, 13, maybe? I remember what it was. It was Coors. I do remember.
Oh, really?
I remember what the beer was.
I will occasionally, but also I remember, too, when I moved to Madison, Wisconsin, I mean, that's kind of what you do. You drink beer.
I get it. I hear you on that. It's interesting. I learned a very valuable lesson in life, and I'll share it with you guys really quick, is coming from a broken home and having to deal with a lot of alcoholism in my family, I just don't drink. That's just the way it is, right? And so I thought that by not drinking and not doing the things that my parents did, mm-hmm. that my son, Logan, would see that and go, okay, these are things I don't want in my life.
Okay.
Well, once he became an adult, once he became 21, mm-hmm. I saw him drinking a Long Island iced tea?
Uh-huh.
You know, and
yeah.
Those
are strong.
And so me knowing nothing about alcohol, I go, oh, it looks like a wimp drink. And he goes, what you talking about, Dad? That's like the strongest stuff you can get.
Yeah, that's like a...
So as powerful. So as much as I try to set a good example for my child, not smoking pot, not drinking, well, guess what my kid does now that he's 31. I just want you to know he's an adult. He's 31.
Yeah.
But it's like...
Not everybody who consumes alcohol is a bad person.
No, I know that. I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying I thought for my good example, he just wouldn't even...
Right.
And I was wrong. He's going to try it no matter what. So,
sure.
Marissa, you're sitting here going, hey, can my kid and this is non-alcoholic beer. Trust me, it tastes like...
I like it. Tastes like crap too. Not everybody's the same.
Do I
like the taste of coffee? No. I really have to doctor it up with all kinds of, you know,
I'm not
sweeteners.
A coffee person either. Yeah. Yeah. Right. So, yeah. I hear you. So,
I mean, I don't know.
I don't think it's
not for everyone.
But that old adage, it's a gateway to the real thing. My son and I had this discussion about weed all the time. I don't like it. Sorry. And Megan makes fun of me because I call it doping. I was like, oh, you're a doper. And she's like, you sound like you're 80 years old. But it's like, I just don't understand. I'm just going to be honest. I don't get it. I don't get self-medication. I just don't understand it. I don't understand what the need is. You know, but I've seen it. I've driven out to Findlay and seen the line out the door on a weekend. So I get it, man. Hey, to each their own. It's not my thing, okay?
Yeah.
So no matter what I did, setting a good example for my kid, he was going to do what he's going to do.
Yeah.
So, Marissa, I understand what you're trying to do, trying to protect your kid. But at the end of the day, he's going to do what
he's
gonna do.
I feel. It's your house. If you don't want him drinking non-alcoholic beer, then... It's your house.
Okay. I mean, again,
shut it down.
I'm surprised, number one, being 17, that he's avoided not tasting beer or any alcohol at 17. So I'm shocked by this, Marissa. And good for you guys as parents that, hey, at least he's being responsible and asking about it. So how would you solve this?
It's my house. If I don't want you having non-alcoholic beer in my house,
all right.
you're not having it.
And I guess I'm on the flip side is, well...
What harm can it do?
Well, I tried. I tried with my own kid, and it didn't work. And on both my boys, on both of them, Kyron's the same way. They're both the same way.
Does he drink beer?
Drinks beer, and it's the weed. So it's like I can't win the battle. You set a good, you do the best you can as a parent to set the example. Your kid is going to make a decision. Once they're an adult, make a decision.
Sure.
You know, while they're a teen, you get to make that decision. So, but I don't think it stops any kid. If they're going to do it, they're going to do it. Don't you agree with that, Pat?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not a parent.
I know. I am. No matter what I said or did, they're still going to go down the path they're going to go down. So, Marissa, do our best to solve this for you. What do you guys think? 547-KORD. App chat us what you would do. We want to know other people's problems. You got Rick and Patty.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country. 102.7-KORD.
It's 102.7-KORD. 51 degrees, cloudy skies. Rick and Patty. You're laughing.
Russell Dickerson.
What did I say?
Russell Wilson.
Oh, is football on my mind today? Football. Oh, my gosh. What was I thinking here? Football must be on my mind today. So. Hey.
I'm like, what?
It's called old age. Old age is creeping in.
It is what it is.
All right. Russell Dickerson, not Russell Wilson. There you go. Why is Russell Wilson on my mind today?
I don't know.
I have no idea. He already got benched by the Giants. He got benched, so I don't understand. Anyway. There you go. Is that a Freudian slip?
Yes.
That's what they call that. So we're taking your calls, other people's problems.
Yes.
I got a situation where Marissa's got a kid, 17-year-old. He wants to try non-alcoholic beer and she doesn't want
What's
to.
What's the harm?
Yeah, exactly. The husband says it's okay. The wife says it isn't. Well, Gina, what'd you do in your household?
You know what? I raised three kids, very responsible. I used to let them party at my house when they were younger, as long as they stayed at my house.
Okay.
I got no problem with it, as long as they're safe. I am a non-drinker and a non-smoker also. So, I mean, they saw me. They don't drink now that they're older, but when they were younger, you know, they wanted to try it, so I let them try it.
All right, there you go. So, yeah, I mean, again, it's one of the, I mean, I want to say, as much as I talk about my wonderful foster parents and how amazing they were, I want to say my foster dad gave me a sip of a beer when I was young. Like, not that I wanted it.
My parents did all the time.
Yeah, not that I wanted it, but it was, I mean, hey, can I have a sip of that? And they're always like, you know, you're not going to like it. And then I would do that bitter beer face. So yeah, I would take a sip and go, ugh.
Oh, yuck.
I don't like beer. I just don't like it. Yeah,
I don't either.
So it is bitter.
And I didn't the older I got. I remember, but I mean, that's what my dad did. He always had a beer.
Right. Hey, Dad, can I have a sip off that beer? So, the story is the wife thinks it's a gateway. I don't know. I think people are predispositioned to do what they're going to do no matter what.
Yeah.
So in terms of that, some people will take a sip and go, oh, I don't ever. My first cigarette, I went, put, 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 put.
Yeah,
I never touched it again.
Being at my friend's house and there was some marijuana going on.
Yeah.
I never got into it either. Okay. I didn't. It wasn't, you know, something I wanted to do.
Did you
I was
inhale?
Around it.
Did
but,
you inhale? did you Bill Clinton that thing?
I don't know. I
was around it, but I didn't inhale.
Well, I'm sure I did, but I just realized quickly it's not for me.
All right. So, you know what? What would you do in this situation? Keeping the calls coming. 547-KORD. You got Rick and Patty.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 102.7-KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
And Marshmallow Miles on at 7:38, number one for New Country. It's 102.7-KORD with Rick and Patty. 51 degrees on your morning commute, cloudy skies. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. 66 degrees, going to be cooler today, Patty.
I like that.
As you start your day today, it's going to be a little cooler. So, in other people's problems, we've been talking about, Marissa said that she would, her kid, 17 years old, wants to try non-alcoholic beer. Now, she's against it. The husband is for it. Well, in the app, Michael says, I grew up in Germany, had my first taste of beer at about 4 years old. This was by accident. It has never been an issue for me. I still like a good beer. Mm. I say, let him try it. He may not like it after all. And that is true because I don't care for the taste of beer. So I tried it at, several times in my youth and just never acquired the taste for it. So, Michael, you make a good point. And of course, in European countries, pretty normal to have wine or have beer at a young age.
Well, especially in Germany.
Yes.
I mean, that's, you know, yes. Oktoberfest and all that. Yeah, I mean,
absolutely. Like he said, he had it by accident, and he still likes a good beer, but it was not one of those things where it's like, you know, got to have it all the time. I think everybody's personality is different. Some people, you know, can't get enough of it, and some people are like, nah, that's good.
I know. I'm good. I know.
So thanks for chiming in on that, Michael. Anytime you want to chime in on the topic, you can do it right there on the station mobile app. I got to say, Patty is getting ready for her big reunion, and she looks absolutely amazing. Now, you head out today, don't you?
I do head out today. I'm going to Chicagoland.
That's right, and you've lost
50 pounds down.
That's crazy.
Well, 48, 49,
Who's counting? Who's counting?
Yeah, right. Who's counting?
It's amazing. The change in your energy and your outlook, all of that.
Well, you can relate. You've done the same.
I've lost 20 plus pounds too, thanks to our friends at Tri-Cities Weight Loss. And again, this is how we did it. We want to share the secret with you. No exercising, no calorie counting, no prepackaging.
No, it's pretty fantastic. None of those. You don't do the injections. You know that seems to be the big thing right now.
Right.
This is totally diet.
And the nice thing about it is they give you a list of food. You go to Yolk's. You go to Grocery Outlet. You go to Winco or whatever, and just follow the list and follow the portion size and you'll lose the weight.
Yep, and it's really pretty amazing. You can go through your closets. Ladies, I know you have, you know, clothes that, well, I'll get into them again. And then for years, I sat there going, I don't understand what's going on. Well, you just make a few changes and voila, here we go.
And Patty, you've been on the diet for what, five months?
It's 5 months.
And you've lost almost 50 pounds.
Yeah.
I mean, that's about 10 pounds a month.
I'm proof. It works.
It works. So give them a call. It doesn't cost you anything. They'd love to talk to you, right?
Yep. It's 509-410-0670. When you talk to them, let them know Rick and Patty sent you. It's 509-410-0670. Or if you're inclined, go online to tricitiesweightloss.com.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
I love that harmonica. 7:49, you got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. 52 degrees. Going to give you a chance at $1,000 with Mood of the Cash Cow just about, 30 minutes away from the first code dropping. 10 times a day would give you a chance. And if you like winning, well, it is Thursday, which means it's time for the Numerica Impossible Movie Challenge.
Where does the time go? Yep, we're going to play a famous movie clip. Once you know what it is, you race to your phone, which you probably have right at your fingertips right now, 547 KORD. If you can identify the movie, you're going to win 2 months of Netflix, courtesy of our friends at Numerica.
I love it. I picked out a good one. This is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah?
Take a listen. I never get sick of it. Take a listen. Here it comes. Figure out the movie.
Here's the deal. I've got a hangover. Who knows what that means?
Doesn't that mean you're drunk?
No. It means I was drunk yesterday.
It means you're an alcoholic.
Oh. Wrong.
You wouldn't come to work hungover unless you're an alcoholic. Dude, you got a disease.
What's your name?
Freddie Jones.
Freddie Jones. Shut up.
It's one of my favorite movies of all time, and the phones are going nuts for it. Good morning, KORD. You got a guess for us. What movie is that from?
School of Rock,
absolutely. It's
yes.
Jack Black, absolutely. Love that movie. Who's this morning? What's your name?
It's Rich.
Well, good morning. Congratulations. You are a winner.
Good job, Rich.
Yeah, nice job on that, Rich. You hang on here. We'll get taken care of, okay, buddy?
Awesome. Thank you.
You betcha. There goes Rich, and that's how we do it. That's how quickly it goes. And the School of Rock, Jack
Black. Man, it took me a minute.
Took you a minute.
Yeah.
You're an alcoholic. Shut up. All right. There you go. We'll do it all over again next week, 7:50, the Numerica Impossible Challenge, right here, 102.7 KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for new country, 102.7 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
Plugged in this morning. Love when we get special guests. We got him, Tim from Field of Screams, Tri-Cities. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good.
We're okay.
We're super excited because Field of Screams is coming back, right?
Absolutely. It starts this Saturday.
Man.
We've been waiting. Of course, the weather has changed.
Yes.
It's time.
The shift is on.
Exactly. It's time to get spooky here in the Tri-Cities. Now, how many years have you guys been doing Field of Screams? For a while.
This is the sixth season
for
Field of Screams, and I believe the 10th season for the zombie outbreak.
Oh, that's one of the, when you get to...
Yeah. Every year gets better and better.
That's right.
And you've made some changes this year to Field of Screams. Tell us about it, Tim.
We did. You know, this year, Well, actually, last year, we could see that the economy was starting to be a little tough on people. And ticket prices, of course, we hire 70 people. We have a lot going on. It's expensive, the building and the construction. And so ticket prices are tough. We've held the ticket prices for all the dates. Having said that, we've found a way to make it a little easier for more people to enjoy the event. We have split the haunt into three parts. So the zombie outbreak, the newest haunt, Carnival, and reoccurring nightmares. And what you can now do if you're wanting to experience the haunt and you want to bring a family, you don't have to do the all-inclusive. You can purchase one of those three parts and just come and check it out.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So tickets are as low as $19.95.
Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great...
Thank you for doing that.
That is so amazing. 15,000 square feet, 43 acres.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Tell us about the... You have two new haunts. Tell us about those haunts.
Yeah, so every year we try to reinvent a little bit so the people that came in previous years are not seeing the exact same thing. But to do that and also do what I just talked about with the haunts, there is a new haunt called Carnival.
Oh, scary. Yes.
I know, I see that.
Carnival. I love it. Yes. I love it.
And for those of you that love our pesky little clowns, they will be back and they will be playing in that area this year.
Love it.
And then Reoccurring Nightmares is also another new haunt you guys got going on.
Yeah, so this year you may just walk through a part of our haunt and think everything is all cool. And in a few steps, you might run into the same thing again.
I love it. I love it.
Same but different. Same but different.
I love it. So almost like a deja vu type thing going on there. Right. This is going to be awesome. And again, then you got the zombie outbreak, which we love, where you sit up on it and you shoot at the zombies.
Yes, and you can also do that by itself this year. So now, you are able to buy a ticket for it on its own.
Now, let's talk about, is there an age limit to these attractions, or what do you guys recommend?
We recommend 12 and up for the haunts. Having said that, we always tell people, you know your kids better than us.
Right.
We will allow them in if parental guardians are there and say, no, it's kid. Well, my kid and I watch Walking Dead every weekend. So that's all good. On the zombie outbreak ride, it's much lower because it really isn't a
fear portion.
Yeah. It's an entertainment portion. And for that, 5 and up can come and play.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites where you just, the zombies are coming at you, you shoot them, you know.
Yeah, it's glow in the dark paintballs.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. It's one of my favorite events that you guys do.
I'm looking at the website. Is the best way to definitely get your time and all that is to reserve it? Is that the best thing
Absolutely,
to do?
Because again, this year with how we're doing, it's a little bit tricky to try to do three admissions. Yeah. So the more information and the more people that reserve ahead of time, helps us plan and avoid having too big a lineup at any given time. So there's time ticketing, and it's really helpful. If you walk in, of course, we're going to try and get you in.
Yeah.
But you may be waiting because we have to take the reserved in people first.
I love it. Well, that's the best way to do it, of course, is go to the website. And that's how you buy your tickets, sign the waiver, all that stuff. Right, Tim?
Absolutely. And that is also how you can see which attractions are offered on which days. So you do a pull down. They're all separated there. You do a pull down and you see, oh, okay, I want to go on Saturday the 25th. What's being offered? In addition to that, if you're unsure and buy a separate ticket and then you come out, you will have plenty of opportunity that night to upgrade and do a second one. Or if you want to come back the next week, those options will be offered to you as well.
I love it. And we're kicking off on what date?
Saturday. This Saturday.
Saturday. We're super excited. Field of Screams Tri Cities is back. The website, fieldofscreamstri.com. Get the tickets. They're going to go quick. Get signed up.
Yes.
And we're super excited. We're super excited, Tim. It's going to be another great year.
We hope so. And frankly, we could use Tri City support. The economy is tough for businesses, too. And, you know, we got to pay those 70 people this year.
I know. Well, I love Tri-Cities. We always come together. It's going to be a fun entertainment, and we're super excited. You're going to come in, of course, as we get closer to Halloween as well, too. So.
Oh, yeah. The last week this year is haunt only from the Tuesday to the Friday, but we will be running on October 31st, so though that's bound to be a popular day. Get your tickets fast.
Can't imagine why. Halloween, can't imagine why it's going to be popular.
Boom.
Fill the streams, Tri-Cities. This is awesome. Thanks, Tim, for coming in.
Thank you.
Looking forward to get your tickets right now. The website, again, fieldofscreamstri.com. And let's go haunting.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 102.7 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
Bailey, Mud on the Tires. It's 827, number one for new country. It's 102.7 KORD. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Man, oh man, 66 for your high today. Right now it's about 55 degrees on your morning commute. All right, Patty, we're going to tie this one off. It's other people's problems. Marissa wants some resolutions to her question this morning, and we're going to solve it for her.
So, yeah, her soon-to-be 17-year-old son wants to drink non-alcoholic beer. It must be the thing to do, and he's been persistent. He's really on a mom, dad, I want... Anyways, the husband says it's not a big deal, but Marissa says, not under my roof. I think it's the gateway to the real thing. So it's turned into kind of an ongoing dispute between her husband and her. And she says it's coming to a head. She wants to know is she overreacting. She goes, is my husband being too casual about this? I think so. Marissa in Moses Lake.
Well, it's interesting. A lot of people are thinking she might be overreacting. Where do they start us off here, Patty? Well,
right from the top, Levi goes, it's non-alcoholic. Get over it.
That's right. Cola says non-alcoholic. At least he's asking it. And for all you know, if you let him, he may not like it at all. Get that bitter beer face there, Cola. You're right.
Kathy says if he can't buy it, he can't drink it. We have laws for good reason. Stand your ground, Mama. A 17-year-old has no business drinking beer, even if it is pretend beer. It not only creates a habit, non-alcoholic beer still has alcohol in it. That's from Kathy.
Oh, interesting, Kathy. Ashley,
they say it's 5%.
Yeah, Ashley says, I think 0.5. Ashley says, I think it being non-alcoholic and him asking for his two parents to try it at home is the best scenario. Think about it. He could be out with his buddies and drinking real beer, getting into trouble. Be thankful he's trying to be responsible, and that's from Ashley.
Maureen says, you're overreacting. Michelle says, my kid had it when she was 13.
Yeah, there you go. Barbie says, if your son is asking, then he's being responsible. Better at home than real beer at a friend's house. If you teach him right and wrong, you've done your job as a parent. But if y'all blow it, he will stop coming to you and may not go on to bigger problems and issues outside the home. And that's from Barbie.
Chris says, if they want to drink, they're going to drink. Yeah. At least he's asking for non-alcoholic beer and not a bottle of whiskey.
Marissa, another Marissa says, you should come to a conclusion together. When my kids were still at home, no drugs, alcohol, smoking in or around my house. But I was the first call if help was needed. So one thing I can tell you is whatever you decide, it won't stop your kid from drinking. And you can't control them when they're outside the house. And that's from Marissa.
Natalie says, depends on behavior and maturity. If he's a good kid in school and society, it might be okay. Better to let him to try it than to have him sneak actual alcohol.
And Chris says, if he wants to drink, they're going to drink. At least he's asking for non-alcoholic beer and not a bottle of whiskey.
So, I don't know, man. Parents, you know your kids, right? Or you think you do.
And I like what Marissa said, the other Marissa. Marissa from not Moses Lake. Thank you, Marissa.
You're right.
Clarifying it for us this morning. All right. Well, it was kind of a mixed bag, but for the most part, people are like really proud of your kid for stepping up, asking about it, and you guys having the conversation at least.
Again, this is why I'm not a parent. You guys...
So, Marissa, let us know how it turns out. Tell us what you guys decide eventually. Again, you can still chime in on the Facebook. You can call
us. I'm curious.
Yeah, I'm curious how this is going to wind up. Let us know. It's Other People's Problems. Rick and Patty, 102.7 KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.